Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Acts 13:2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Acts 13:2. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Many people want to hear from God when it comes time to make a decision or find a solution to an overwhelming problem. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, we should turn to God for guidance, direction, and answers to our greatest problems. We should also prayerfully seek clarity regarding the call He's placed on our lives. And if we belong to Jesus, we are, every one of us, called to serve Him in a unique and deeply fulfilling way. Scripture also tells us that God will speak to us personally and directly, like a father instructs his beloved child, like a coach, his prodigy, like a leader, his commissioned diplomat. We're most apt to hear him and to recognize his voice when he does speak, when we've cultivated a close relationship with him and we approach him with a heart filled with praise. Notice how today's verse begins. Now, it's speaking of the prophets and the teachers that are mentioned in the verse prior, and we read, "while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting," or as some translations state, "while they were ministering to or serving the Lord," which most likely means engaged in some type of church service. They were honoring and connecting with the Creator of their souls. Something beautiful happens within us when we praise God. Consider this quote from musician Matt Redman. Quote, "In worship, God captures your heart. When He's got it, then the real work begins," end quote. And maybe you know this from experience. As we focus on Christ in awe and admiration, His Spirit gains influence within us, revealing areas of sin we need to confess and turn from, fears in need of His truth, and as occurred in Acts chapter 13, roles that God is ready to assign. Notice also, Scripture tells us that these men were fasting, which likely means they were abstaining from food for a period of time, maybe for that day, maybe for multiple days, in order to increase their awareness of and their focus on God. Nowadays, people can fast in a lot of ways. Maybe somebody goes without food completely, or maybe they give up their favorite treat like candy or coffee for a set period of time. I've also known people to practice a social media or technology fast, or to go screen-free entirely, again, with the goal of increasing their focus on God. The idea being that they use whatever time they would be watching television or surfing the internet or eating cheesecake to pray and to praise. As John Piper puts it, quote, "fasting is a physical exclamation point at the end of the sentence. I need you. I want you. I long for you. You are my treasure. I want more of you. Oh, for the day when you would return. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus." The heart of it is longing. We are putting our stomach where our heart is to give added intensity and expressiveness to our ache for Jesus, end quote. That is what the disciples were doing. They were devoting their time, they were devoting their thoughts, they were turning their hearts towards Jesus. They wanted more of him, and they wanted to experience deeper life with him. And he answered, and he gave them directions to Paul and Barnabas specifically of how they would live for him and how they would experience a deeper level of intimacy in him through their service. When we ache for Jesus, when we seek him with the same intensity with which we crave our favorite meal, or maybe our favorite event, or our favorite way to spend our free time, we will find him. Or more accurately, we will experience him in the depths of our soul. He will fill our souls with himself. He will align our hearts and our thoughts with his. He will make his will known, as he did with the men in Acts chapter 13, stating clearly and definitively, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." He set you and I apart as well, chosen by him and for him, to do that which he created us to do, to embrace the role that will make our souls come alive, or really to bring his purposes and his plans and his grace and his love and passion into whatever situation we find ourselves. And like I said earlier, we hear him best when we cultivate and maintain a heart of worship, when we connect regularly with him through prayer, through praise, fasting, reading scripture, journaling, carving out space in our busy and often hectic schedule to act as if he truly is God and therefore worthy of our time and our worship. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for sending your son so that we can have this intimate relationship with you. And in that relationship you speak, Lord, we know that your voice will be heard because of the grace that you have made available to us through your son, Jesus Christ. Help us to really prioritize that relationship, Lord. Fill us with a hunger for you, a hunger for more of you. Set our hearts to praise. Fill our minds with your truth and with your will and your thoughts. Remove everything within us that gets in your way. And help us just to daily seek after you. Thank you that you do long to guide us, that you do direct us, that you speak words of love to us and over us, and that you have a plan for us. You created us on purpose, Lord, with a purpose that you will lead us to fulfill, because that is the faithful, loving, attentive Father that you are. It is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.